indeed, folks.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know it. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. And I don't know what's shaking here, but this should be playing. And it's not. Welcome to the show, folks. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Phew. As you can see, I'm not in my usual spot. We're having an argument over homework this evening. And so now, here we are. Hey, Daryl. Daryl's tuned in. A few other folks. I'm going to go here, check it out. I got to share this around. Hello, Kim. Hello, Francis. Catherine. Kathy's watching all the way from New York. What's happening? Yes, indeed. Please share the video around, ladies and germs, the people that you know and love, so that they can join this great show. I'm going to play some tunes tonight. We're going to be all patriotic. I don't have much to say, except that I'm thankful that I have this show and that you people watch my show every week. It's really important to me, and you make me feel great. Do we see my flag? There's my flag back there, folks. I do got a flag for us. I've been forced to the garage, so we're going to face that flag today and do the national anthem as we do every night, twice a night until the NFL gets off their butts and does something about these turds. It's ridiculous. You know, look, I got the tablet here. I'm doing everything here in the garage. Sometimes it's the way things go. But you know what? I will hold that flag in my left hand, and I will salute the flag with my right hand on my heart as we do the national anthem. We do it every week, twice a week. Left hand, hat over here. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Join me.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
There you have it, folks. Dave Gray. Anthem is only daybreak and do the national anthem. I got the flag in the picture. Let's get the flag in the picture so we can enjoy the flag throughout the show. I like to make sure the flag's flying. Phew. Mark Johnson's watching. Danielle's watching. What's happening? Lisa. Yeah, Lisa, here I am in the garage. Billy, thanks for standing, sir. Standing for the national anthem is of the utmost importance at Patriot Nation Radio, as we don't give a crap what those turds in the NFL think. If you are pissed off at police brutality, guess what? There's a way that you can get your message across. Not by stupid protests during work while you're there paid to entertain us. We don't care about your taking a knee. Make millions of dollars. How about taking the millions of dollars going out into the community and spreading some awareness? Maybe do some family counseling to keep families together. Do some feeding of the homeless or donate to a veterans cause. Or maybe, you know, get out there into the community with your millions of dollars and make a difference. Instead of taking a knee on national TV and destroying a game that so many Americans love because you think you got a platform. In the words of Archie Bunker, Hey, Edith, get me a beer, will you? Huh?
Jeez, Archie, I don't think I'm going to get you. Get your own damn beer, Archie.
Anyway. Of course, this is the time where I thank those who support our radio show, such as Dave Bray and Liberty Rush and American Brand. You want to make sure that you catch the American Brand Radio Initiative. Hello, Angela. Hello, Kim, Billy. Everybody's on. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in every week. I forgot what the heck I was talking about. But I was talking about paying homage to those who support my show, like Dave Bray, Liberty Rush, American Brand Radio, and others. I'm going to play this real fast. It's 4 minutes long. If you want to talk on the show tonight, give me a call at 347. Got a pen? 347-637-3942. That would be great. That would be amazing. Thanks, Danielle, for always standing with me and the true loyal patriots of America. Folks, man, you will not believe what's going on. There are a lot of things happening, man. I seriously believe that Hillary Clinton's going down, folks. I think this is the time. And you hear the fight over the homework continuing. But anyway, check this out real fast. I'm going to play a song when I'm done with this because I got nothing. You're talking to me tonight. Danny's watching. Check it out. This is all my friends that love Patriot Nation Radio going to give us a little hand.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Check that out, folks. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Dave Bray, USN.com, ladies and gentlemen. Cool shirts, music, and everything there. This is off of DaveBrayUSA.com from our interview.
About the funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch. And obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray, USA.
I think we'll play Last Call. We'll play that song.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May
you
rest in peace.
Call, let's see the thumbs up and the love.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you. God bless, and God bless this great country.
Right on, folks. AmericanBrand.org, DaveBrayUSA.com, LibertyRush.com. Liberty Rush is a new social media network. It's got some great features. It's really working really hard. My friend Rob's doing some great work to straighten out that site and get it where you can do all kinds of fun social media stuff like Facebook. He's working on it. He's working really hard. And it's up now, LibertyRush.com, folks. Head on over. Yes, Jim and Linda. I got a friend request from you guys. I have not accepted it. Just wondering if maybe you had been hacked recently and are sending out friend requests. Maybe some wildlife here in the garage with me. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Patriot Nation radio show live from the garage. You can see I got my shelves, some of my shelves back here. They got a flag hanging for our show. We're in the garage. You know, it's crazy. They're in there arguing over the homework. I got to do the show, you know what I mean? So here I am doing the show. Now I'm going to go into my saved things. I'd save some stories. I got something, nothing to talk about, no guest. So if you want to call into the show tonight, you can call into the show tonight at 347-637-3942, and I'll pick up the line. You know what I'm saying? It'll be fun, you know. But I'm going to play right now, Last Call. This is goes out to all the men and women serving in our police forces, law enforcement, the good guys, not the corrupt, revenue generators that drive around giving out tickets and hassling the folks. I mean, it's their job. They're giving out tickets to people and harassing everybody. I mean, they're given the laws. I mean, it's not them that's doing it. They have to enforce the laws that go with the job that they have. And then you have some of them that overuse their power and hurt people and shoot people and tase people. And, you know, and we're not talking about those folks. We're talking about the good men and women that when the bank is being robbed, they show up. When people are getting attacked, and they need help, they call the police, and they come honorably to serve strangers, and they get taken out in the line of duty. And that's not fun. If you really want to get the emotional feel of this song, you definitely have to go to DaveBrayUSA.com and watch the video for Last Call. Grab the tissues. Hello, Mark. How are you, sir? Grab the tissues when you go there because you're going to need them. And we're going to go through some of these things I saved and talk about some guests I'm trying to get. I've been trying some really, really hard to get some guests here. There's not a lot shaking in the news, and what's shaking in the news is real big news, and the people get scared. They don't want to come on radio shows and talk about what they've seen and heard. And so right now, hey, Joe's watching. I want to say thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm going to play right now Dave Bray, Last Call, 4 minutes 54 seconds. DaveBrayUSA.com. Thanks, Ben.
There's no time, no time to feast. Hear me out. These are the last few words that I'd like to say to you all. This is my last. Tell my wife I love her, and that I won't be home tonight. Thank her for those long, hard years we tried to get it right. Tell her I'm waiting, that she makes it through it all. This is my last call. And ask her to forgive me. Tell her I'm sorry.
You're
listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Now, I've seen I got found. Hey, Mandy's on the line. Hey, what's happening, Mandy? 347-637-3942. Here in the USA. Now, I got an article here. I don't know who the writer is right now. When I get to it, it's from LifeZet. Liberty Headlines. I guess that's the writer. I don't know. It's in parentheses. I like to give whoever wrote these stories the props because I didn't write this story. I'm just bringing it to you the way it was sent to me just now in regards to some of these deportees. Apparently, there's a huge number of deported citizens, but their countries won't take them back. So we want to send them back, and the country's like, we don't want them. You keep them. Well, folks, for folks like that, there's FEMA camps all over the country we can keep these people at if we need to. You break the law, you got to face the consequences. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. President Trump has faced tough sledding in persuading uncooperative countries to take their citizens back if they've been ordered to be deported from the United States. You know? And the administration announced in September it would impose sanctions on four small countries that have thwarted U.S. efforts to deport their citizens back to their country. And representatives from the State Department and Homeland Security did not respond to letters from LifeZet, but whether these countries, Guinea, Sierra Leone, I don't even know how to pronounce that country, E-R-I-T-R-E-A, Eritrea, and Cambodia, they've made meaningful changes to their policies. And the combination of court rulings, resistance from foreign countries and stuff has frustrated the administration's efforts to deport these people. Director of Policy Studies at the Center of Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn, said the move in September signaled a new aggressive policy towards recalcitrant countries, what the federal government calls nations that fail to cooperate or outright refuse to repatriate their own citizens. There's many countries here. We got from China, ordered almost 40,000 deported to China, 26,500 from Cuba, 8,500 from Vietnam, 4,500 from Laos, almost 3,000 from Iran, 2,000 from Guinea, 2,000 from Cambodia, that other little country I can't pronounce, 614, Burma, Morocco, Hong Kong, and South Sudan, refusing to take their criminals back. I'm not sure. It probably is Laura Ingraham. I don't know. I don't follow the news. I don't really watch the news. So when I get nothing to talk about, I dig up stories and I start to read them and go over them and talk about them. So, from LibertyHeadlines.com. Hello, Madonna. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, we got a caller on the line. If you're on the line and you want to talk, press 1 and I'll bring you in. So you have nothing to talk about. It would be great to talk to somebody about anything because I have nothing to say. I'm a blabbermouth normally. News has kind of quieted down. The NFL, one guy took a knee. I didn't watch any football. I haven't watched any football. The only game I watched in the last 2 years is 2 Super Bowls. So here we go. What's happening? Welcome to the show. I'm Mark Hoffman, the host of Patriot Nation Radio. What's going on? You're on.
Hey, brother. How you doing? It's Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. What's happening?
Well, I don't usually do these shows. I live off-grid, so I can't even watch while I'm talking. I only use my phone. But the thing that has really been getting me is the division among the Patriots. Now,
sickening.
Well, it's not just that. It's a global thing, too. No, there's too much tunnel vision. Where they're thinking, you know, America only. I mean, we had allies fight and die for us.
Yep.
And we died for them.
Amen.
You know, and this is really, I mean, I've got friends that are in Iran, Christian Iran. Iranians that are doing their best to get over here, and they got to go all the way to Armenia to go to a consulate to try and get citizenship over here because they cannot stand the Muslim life.
Nope. A lot of them are westernized young people who want to have the fancy phones and the fancy cars and the nice clothes and all of that and be Americanized because they see the West is prospering and they're being tortured under Sharia law. As my friend Annie says, it's the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's not just Iran, but conveniently we leave off the Islamic Republic part and they've been taken over completely by Sharia.
Yes. They have to be so careful going out.
Katrina.
She's got a cover. And she's looking so forward to, you know, she loves pork, all right? Now, you know what kind of sin that is over there.
Yeah.
She's got to cook it in her house. And when she goes to the embassy to talk to the ambassador, she said she's going to order room service and her first meal is going to be pork. But this is all besides what I wanted to talk about was the big picture is the New World Order is not just against the United States.
No. They got to make
a
new
word
order for the whole
New
world.
World Order. All right? Now, we got so many people that are getting persecuted that are trying to get the good word out to loyal patriots. And they're getting slammed, and I'm getting damn sick of it.
Yeah, you know, you got people that stand shoulder to shoulder one day, And the next day, knife to the throat, boot to the neck, you know what I mean? Battling each other. It's stupid.
Yeah, sticking a knife in your back. Throwing you under the bus.
People want to fight for the Constitution equally, you know? If you really mean it, you'll stick up to your brothers. Look at the unity in the left. Look how fast they can mobilize 10,000 people anywhere. We try to do a rally, we get 200 people show up, and we go, oh, man, we had success. They throw a rally to get 10,000. We had 50 guys in the park in Boston. Ladies and gentlemen, 50 showed up to a little gazebo in the middle of a park. 40,000 Antifa and Black Lives Matter showed up. 40,000. You know what I'm saying? We can't organize like that. We don't have the funds. We don't have George Soros backing us. Where's somebody to back us?
Exactly.
How come Ted Nugent hasn't come out and go, you know what, man, we need money in the Patriot movement. Here's a million of my big dollars. I'll just put it in right here. If we can make signs and banners and organize and
I haven't
whatever.
Heard too much from him lately.
Yeah, he quieted down. He got hammered pretty good. He blabbed and he got hammered pretty good. But, you know, we need someone like that. You know, Kid Rock, I'm going to run for senator. He ain't running for senator. That's a joke. But it doesn't mean he can't dump $1 million to some non-profit organization to help the
Patriot
movement.
They got more money than they can handle and all that.
Yep. Love Charlie Daniels, but he speaks a good game. But, hey, how about, $100,000 in a charity somewhere to help the Patriot movement keep fighting for this country? As the leftists and the communists on the left, the Democrat Party, keep squashing and screaming and destroying our rights. You know, they say the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and they squeak louder than we do. It's just, you know, and that's where we're at right now.
I live a humble life. I got, yep. As long as my needs are met, I don't need no more. And if I had it,
yep.
They'd go to the right movement. To the right people in the movement.
You know?
Well, that's basically my point that I wanted to get across. This is a bigger picture than what's portrayed. Too many people got tunnel vision, and they need to see the wide screen.
Yes. Absolutely. I agree 100%. Daniel, I want to thank you for calling in, brother. It's always a pleasure to pick up the phone for an awesome fan and supporter of Patriot Nation Radio. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you, brother, for having me. Bye.
Peace. You can stay on the line and hear it on the phone, or you could go back to the live feed. Up to you. All right, folks, Daniel has gone. That was cool. He's talking about the division within the Patriot movement. There is a lot of division in the Patriot movement. There's a lot of people in the Patriot movement that are really in it to make a buck off Patriots or to get likes on their videos. I want everybody to like my videos. I want everybody to see my videos, but I don't go out of my way to push my videos out. I do a show. I share it out that day. I make an event page. I share it out. I invite 500 people to watch. I get 14 to watch. I don't know how many listening on the radio, the actual radio page, doesn't tell me. It doesn't give me a listener count. I have no idea. As far as I know, I had one. He just called and he hung up. And right now we got 11 on the live feed. Please share, folks. Like, hearts and thumbs and share. Invite your friends and let's talk about some fun stuff. You know, now we got this guy, Democratic Representative John Conyers. This one comes from Conservative Proud News and Political Opinion, posted by the administrator of that page. That's all it states. And the lawyer for John Conyers hinted that the Michigan Democrat may take down many others with him if he is pushed too hard. Well, hallelujah. I say we push so hard, he goes over the edge and takes the whole party with him. Peter Hassan described for the Daily Caller the remarkable vague threat emanating from the attorney representing John Conyers. Now, folks, you do know that this clown, the hell's his name from Saturday Night Live, I could draw a blank. He's getting away with it. Senator from Minnesota, Franken, Al Franken. They're not going to prosecute him. He's not going to resign. He's not going to step down. Al Franken remains and will remain, and he will be uncharged. How come these folks that are being charged with all these crimes are not being arrested? Oh, I forgot, the Democrats. They don't get arrested. The attorney for the Democratic Michigan Representative John Conyers, who is accused of continuously sexually harassing his female staffers, defended Conyers by indicating that there are allegations against many members of the House and the Senate. Well, no crap, folks. It's called Pizzagate. Ping Pong Pizza. Owned by the same sordid prince who owns the top floors of Mandalay Bay and who was just recently arrested in Saudi Arabia on serious corruption charges. People own and are financing the child trafficking, human trafficking and sex trafficking of children across this country, abusing children. In some instances, torturing children. It's all going to come out, folks. This isn't a tinfoil hat, although it's got a little shiny jammy right there. Don't even know what that symbol is. If you know what that symbol is, send me a message. Much as we'd like to give Hillary the death penalty, Donald Trump will be suffering the death penalty well before Hillary Clinton will, and he'll have not broken any laws, violated any constitution, or done anything wrong except to try to make America great again. We got to pull the plug on that swamp. But they sent this letter. It's the craziest, weird statement written in all caps, like they're yelling at everybody. And they're threatening to take down the whole party, a whole crowd of them. Well, guess what? Guess what goes with them? Because they Democrats ain't the only one, folks. Democrats ain't the only ones. The Republicans are right there with them. They're not the cream of the crop. You have a few people in the Freedom Caucus that really love America, the Constitution, the way it was written, and things like that. Very few. I think there's 30 of them in the Freedom Caucus, possibly 60. I can't remember the number. But they are doing great things. They're fighting hard. They're going up to D.C. to figure out exactly what their constituents want and try to do it. Yes, and my producer, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. You know, there's indictments across this country right now in district courts. They started October 1st. Thousands of indictments sealed, getting ready to flood the system with criminal pedophiles and sexual assaulters. It's more than sexual assault, rape, and child trafficking. It's drugs, violence. Donald Trump this week bombed CIA drug labs. CIA drug labs? How does the CIA have drug labs in Afghanistan? You don't find something wrong with the United States government, the Central Intelligence Agency, having drug laboratories in the middle of Afghanistan, making opioid products to ship back to America? Well, our president bombed them into oblivion last week. There is a big battle between the CIA and the federal government right now in the Trump administration that almost nobody knows about. There's a recent raid in Langley. Wasn't really a raid, folks. It was four gentlemen, high-ranking officials for the United States Marine Corps and a security division, went to Langley and delivered a message directly from Donald Trump. This has already been proven. Folks are out there. They think there was this big raid on the and all this stuff. But I haven't found any proof that any computers or any files or anything were taken. The only thing I found for sure is that a message was delivered to the CIA from Donald Trump administration. And then the bombings of the labs in Afghanistan, which has definitely been to be seen photographs and video and stuff. But then it is the internet, and that could be photos and video of anything blowing up and being shot at. So who knows? You know, there's a big world and there's plenty of space out there to do all kinds of fun things with cameras and equipment and technology to fool the people. And they're trying to fool you all the time. You can believe it. The internet in itself is rife with scams and lies and propaganda, doing things to butt us together. They divide us. They use social media to drive the wedge home because they know we're all sitting here watching, scrolling our screens all day long, looking for stuff. You know? We're addicted to our screens, ladies and gentlemen, and we look for, and we fall for it. You know how many stories I fell for watching, scrolling through Facebook? I finally don't fall for it that much, you know, like I used to. I finally snapped out of it a little bit. Realized that, hey, you know, maybe it may say true news, but that's exactly the opposite of what it may be. A lot of these sites, you can scroll to the bottom after you read the story, and it says satire right on the bottom. Satire site or satire story. So here we are. We're all sharing and liking and posting these stories. And right at the bottom, if we just scroll to the bottom, it says satire. Or we put our faith in Snopes. Snopes has been proven to be a joke. There's two people sitting in their basement Googling stuff. Funded by George Soros and MoveOn.org. Pretty silly stuff. And you could tell by, you know, their responses and how they're worded what side of the fence they're on. They're obviously on the liberal side. And I don't trust Snopes one bit. So if you like Snopes, I notice people don't tell me, well, it was on Snopes that people, I think, caught on. I think they understand that Snopes is a scam. But there's enough people out there in the world that are just coming on new to things, and they still have a business. There's enough people paying attention to Snopes. Turn off the Snopes, folks. I'm going to sit in this water. We're having fun here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. No guests. Check this out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Lines open. Give a ring. I'm right here. We're doing a show. We're talking about stuff. But yeah, this guy John Conyers and all these other Democrats, folks, as much as I'd like to believe that they're going to be in trouble, they're not going to be in trouble. They have a D, a Democrat. If they were Republicans, the world would be screaming. You'd be hearing them screaming from across the globe. Look at the judge, Roy Moore, in Alabama. Accusations from 40 years ago has already been found guilty in the court of public opinion. And so because the public thinks he's guilty, must be. Forget court, forget due process, forget rights, justice, jury of 12 of his peers to find guilt or innocence. He's a Republican. They don't want him in that seat. He's guilty. That's it. Al Franken, I'm sorry. I'll seek counseling. It was a joke. Okay. All right, Al. All right. Okay. It's okay. Come here. Let me get you. Hug it up. Oh, come here, Al. Don't worry, man. We got you back. You don't have to resign. Roy Moore, on the other hand, get him. He's got 40-year-old accusations with no proof. No proof at all. And stories falling apart left and right for Roy Moore accusers. Turned out today another one of his accusers, or yesterday, over the last couple news cycles, that one of his accusers used him or his law firm in a bitter custody battle, or the significant other used Roy Moore in a custody battle years ago and lost. And the lady's not happy, so that's two for two now. A divorce, two divorces, or a divorce in a child custody battle of two of the accusers sounds to me like revenge, but there's no proof. You can't tell if they're lying or not. It's so long ago. One charge is 38 years ago, and two charges are 40 years ago, something like that, out of the six. So you're talking over 38, 40 years ago. You can't prove it. Statute of limitations had to run out in 40 years. All right, it wasn't aggravated rape. Aggravated rape, the statute of limitations never died. But smacking a girl on the butt 40 years ago, with no, I mean, it's not right. It's very you know, tasteless. But it's 40 years ago. The guy's got grandkids. He's worked. He's been in service. He was a judge. He was a district attorney. None of this stuff ever came out while he was running for all these other offices. Now he's going to have one of the most important seats in our government, in the Senate. Bam, here come all the allegations. 4 weeks before the election. Very strange, folks. That election's coming up. If you're in Alabama, you want to vote for Judge Roy Moore. He is down with draining the swamp and getting America back to the Constitution. And this situation with the CIA and Donald Trump, it's really firing up. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot. I think the drain is going to, there's going to be a huge opening of the drain, and there's going to be a gigantic sucking sound. And you're going to hear the drain, the swamp draining. One arrest after another. And they need to start with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Comey. That would be a good start. Bill Clinton right after them. And say Mitch McConnell, John McCain. They can go too. We know where they're at. Paul Ryan, got to step down, got to get rid of Paul Ryan, got to go. Swamp rats, swamp dwellers, elitists, rights stealers. We have a representative saying recently that rights don't come from God. They don't? We don't have a right to be free? Just because we're here, we're free. Look at the birds. They're free. That's freedom, man. I don't know. We were at the park yesterday. We seen in flight a beautiful bald eagle, the true symbol of freedom, soars across the sky. He has nobody telling him where, what he can do, where he can go. If he wants to go across the river and land over there and eat whatever he wants, he does. Freedom. Flies down, picks up a bunny, takes it back to its nest and eats that bunny. Freedom. As you'd be able to go out into the woods, take that deer, take that hog, take whatever it is I want to eat and take it. Freedom. Take it home, eat it. No license. I don't need a license for that crap. Anytime you need a license for something, it's someone taking your freedom and making you pay to have it back. Screw that. License to travel on the roads. They stole your freedom to travel, and they sold it back to you in the form of a license. License to go throw a stick with a string on it and pull a fish out of the river. You need a license. They stole your freedom and they sold it back to you in the form of a license. You know? Now, in order to practice law, you need to have a license. You can't represent yourself and grab a constitution and walk into court of law. It's really hard. They've twisted the system, the judicial system, so deeply and so horribly. You can't represent yourself unless you are a scholar in constitutional law. And I am amazed at the knowledge of people like Ryan and Ammon Bundy when it comes to the Constitution. I did not hear that, but I'm hearing now that a Marine is going to run against Moore and Jones as a write-in independent. Anything's better than Jones. Even if it's a guy who has some horrible allegations, unproven allegations, alleged allegations against him. Still better than Jones. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's good to listen to these silly shows and make you go, things that make you go, wow, huh? Constitution is a wonderful thing. And I've been encouraging folks, I tell them all the time. You want to have your mind blown, go get the Declaration of Independence, okay? And anywhere it says King George, insert Barack Obama or President Obama. And you'll be like, holy Christmas. And then after you read that and you see that, and then you think of all the other things he did, the fact that we're not enthralled in the middle of a bloody revolution to save our country from despots and tyrants, beyond me. All I can say is God bless our president, President Donald J. Trump. He is trying to clean up a mess that has been thrown upon us since after Reagan. I think George Bush Sr. has a lot to do with this crap that we're in right now. The New World Order guy, George H.W. Bush, started with him. Reagan straightened it all out, and H.W. said, "Eh, I want more power." He was a CIA guy. Everybody knows CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, now under the thumb of our president, now in the spotlight of our president, now in the spotlight of all the people. The drug labs get pounded in Afghanistan. I remember as a kid, I remember the CIA plane crashed full of cocaine, loaded with cocaine. We're over there with fighting Manuel Noriega, Oliver North. They're over there fighting for drug, you know, it's a territory battle for drugs. It's like the guy on the street corner. "Hey, bro, you can't sell your shit on this corner. This is my corner. Your corner down the block, but you better watch out, man. Leroy down that corner. You better go over to that corner where that other guy is that you can take, because you can't take me. You can't take me." And all of a sudden, there's a turf war. Well, guess what? We're seeing that. The pharmaceutical companies are losing their grip. Trump can't stand the opioid problem that's in this country, as neither can I, as my brother was a heroin addict, went through the methadone program, and he's straight now. Thank God some people are able to save themselves. This year I have, April 9th, I have 26 years sober. Hallelujah, people can get through it. But just because they offer services doesn't mean, hey, let's go try it. Because they got services. We can go get the services if we get hooked. Let's go have a party. Let's. Whoa! No, let's. Crazy. People are smarter than that, I thought. My hometown, where my wife grew up, is now a heroin spot. The kids there are all hooked. You know where it starts? They find mom's Oxycontins in the cabinet. Or they find the Percocets or the Tramadols or whatever the heck it is these people are eating. Then they find out eating it ain't working no more, so they break it up and they sniff it. And then when that don't work anymore, they melt it down and they shoot it. When that don't work anymore, they go to heroin. Thank you, Evelina. April 9th will also be the anniversary of my heart surgery. 20 years since I had heart surgery. And I haven't missed a beat since. You know what I'm saying? God bless me with a second chance. I'll be damned if I'll let tyrants and despots destroy my second chance or steal the chance for my son to have his first chance. We're in this fight, folks, for the kids. I live, man. I'm 50. See, gray hair. Wrinkles. Ooh, goody. Look at. Goddamn turkey neck, man. Who cares if I get killed off tomorrow? If it means my kid lives free, I'll take it. That's a good trade-off to me. Yes, Citizen's Handbook explains what judges are supposed to explain to jurors. And, of course, they're supposed to be instructed on jury nullification. So, folks, if they call you for jury duty, be sure to ask the jury foreman about jury nullification, because you may not always believe in the verdict. You know what I mean? It may be found guilty, but we're going to nullify the verdict because this man been railroaded. Something happened. Something wrong with the case. Didn't float right. Jury nullification. Very important. They do not instruct you. When's the last time you were instructed in a jury about jury nullification? Been a jury duty twice. I never heard the words. I learned it through all my radio shows and talking to people and doing all this kind of fun stuff. And jury nullification, man, it's constitutional. Ed's watching. Ed's up in North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, Ed. Welcome to the board. But I think I'm going to play another tune, folks. I think it's time for us to all rally, get to come together, and love our country and love our brothers and sisters. I'm going to find a tune through here. Plenty of songs, but a lot of them are mostly Dave Bray. Yeah, you know, it's a short one. We'll be right back. Right up.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Fire. Now, folks, I don't know if you really realize the ring of fire. I talked about it recently with guest Chuck Hindman from Mid-America Land Restoration. Search him out on Facebook. He come on the show, and he's been following Fukushima since the leak started 7 years ago. 7 years Fukushima been leaking into the Pacific Ocean. One, two, three. 7 years. Dean, you're out there, man. Don't eat the seafood. Pacific Ocean is polluted beyond repair. Wildlife is dying off in breakneck record pace. And everything in the Pacific Ocean is tainted. I would not eat a Pacific cod if you paid me. Tuna. Hello, Heather. Welcome to the show. You caught us on an off night. I have no guests. Usually I have some really cool guests. Like this Thursday, I have witnesses from Vegas. The largest massacre of human life in the modern times. Hey, Sod's watching from Louisiana. And Folsom, California. I should have played Folsom Prison Blues. Hey, Michaela, thank you. Thank you so much for watching. I'm glad everybody tuned in. It's an off night. But this Thursday, I have two guests. One was at the Bellagio. One was at the Paris Hotel. Both are witnesses to shots fired at these two hotels on the same night as Stephen Paddock's massacre at the concert and whoever else helped him out there at the massacre. I've seen so much that it seems irrefutable, like helicopters firing into the crowd, people up on rooftops firing into the crowd, people at gate 7 firing into the crowd. Brand Thornton's nephew shot in the back while lying on the ground in a straight across the torso, in above the kidney and out the shoulder, missing all organs and coming out clean. Only possibility could be fired from the crowd. We'll be talking Vegas. We want to keep this story in the news. We want to keep the pressure on. Why do we want to keep the pressure on? Because the mainstream media ain't reporting anything. My friend Annie was in Vegas finishing up a tour. And she went and asked people. I had her right on the show right after she got out of Vegas, and I asked straight up, so what are the people in Vegas saying? What'd she tell me? They ain't saying nothing. They ain't talking about it on the news. It's like it never happened. Folks, we still talk about Sandy Hook. We still talk about Columbine. We still talk about Ruby Ridge. We still talk about all this stuff. We don't talk about Vegas. Even the Boston bombing comes up. We don't talk about Vegas. 58 people and one scumbag died in Vegas. Hey, little buddy. I love you, man. We stop fighting over this homework stuff, huh? That's my boy. Say hi, Mason.
Hello.
God bless America. This is the future right here, ladies and gentlemen, of our country. That's why we fight, so that they have a country, that they have somewhere to be free. Again, back to our show. Danielle and Renee, witnesses in Vegas, will be on the show. Renee's husband is a 23-year Marine veteran, retired, who was a sniper spotter on the battlefield, knows just what gunfire sounds like. Said that he heard gunshots. Those were definitely gunshots in the Bellagio. Now, we talked to this guy, and I'm not going to mention his name. You may have seen a video, folks, of a gentleman being let out of the Tropicana Hotel with a SWAT team in front of him, all up like this. With two guys, him walk and this other guy. Well, I talked to the one guy. He's just a softball guy and a security guard at the Bellagio, who happens to be a high-stakes gambler, apparently, and he was carrying his money, running away. He saw those guys, so he got up and got behind them and ran out. Swears there's not other shooters in Vegas, yet he's running out behind the SWAT team as they're going through the Tropicana where he's gambling. The guy's full of crappy lies. Just call him the Buff. Yes, the Buff swears there wasn't shooting. He's a shill. He called me a liar, told me I was crazy. I said, well, what about the scanner that said shooter at gate 7? He goes, it was at gate 6. Get your story straight. If you're going to tell lies, tell them the right way. So right there, he admitted that there was multiple shooters. In the same conversation, he's telling me there's not multiple shooters. Guy's freaking nuts. These people are crazy. There's something going on in Vegas. They're covering it up. There's a pile of poop like in the cat box and the cat covers it. You can't see it, but it's still there. There's a pile of crap steaming in Vegas and they just covered it like a cat in a cat box. Covering its poo. There's a steaming pile of lies buried in Vegas. Another psychological operation carried out by the FBI, the CIA, and the rogue agencies that are deep state America, that are undermining every last thing that our great president is trying to do to make America great again. Yes, Michaela, 9/11 being one of the biggest false flag operations in our time. They had the Patriot Act ready to go. It was in George W. Bush's desk. One almost, I think it was 8 days. A 1,200-page bill hit the table and was signed. The Patriot Act. It was in the desk. It was already written. They're just waiting to find some reason to sign it. Hey, how about this? We'll fly some planes into the buildings, knock them buildings to the ground, and now we can make the Patriot Act and make everybody think, oh, we're going to make you safe, man. We're going to make you safe. Patriot Act is good. And then when there's no terrorists to go after, or even when there are terrorists to go after, they turn the Patriot Act on the people of this country. They brought those buildings down to get that Patriot Act pushed. And they knew the people would support what's in the Patriot Act because they were just attacked, except they were attacked by their own people again. If you don't believe the government would do something like that, just ask 6 million Jews that died in the Holocaust. Oops, you can't ask them. They died. They were killed by the government. The government they swore. A government would never do that. Oops, yes, they would. The New World Order is coming for us all somehow, some way. They want us. They want to shut us down, freedom-loving, God-fearing patriots. They want to smack us down. Zip our lips. Lock, throw away the key. No free speech. Free speech is under attack. Thank God Antifa's quieted down, these turds attacking people for free speech. But they've scared the patriots away, I guess. I don't know. No one's throwing rallies. I tried to do a rally on a bridge. Went out there with my wife and son. I advertised for 3 weeks on Overpass. Talked about it here on the show. Our group faded away. I don't know if it's because they're scared to stand out there. I had a Trump Pence shirt on. I had a Gadsden flag and American flags. And I stood out there with my wife and son. In these day and age, it's dangerous to be out there like that. Don't worry, we were ready. I call Sandy Hook Sandy Hoax, as our good friend Wolfgang Halbig has proved Sandy Hook to be a Sandy Hoax. Now, why did the government have to go out to the Branch Davidians and kill all those women and children? Why did they have to do that stuff? They had no right, no reason to go into that building and kill those people. David Koresh is a quack. The guy was in town every once in a while. He could have just picked them up. But no, they're going to go down to the compound and round up the women and children as they're in his stairwell and poke the stairwell with gas and gas them. Hi, Monica. So they gas the women and children, and then they burn the place to the ground with them screaming, burning, and dying. And then lie. And then they show all the footage. We didn't shoot first, and they have video of the FBI shooting first at the Branch Davidian. Whether you believe with David Koresh and the Waco people or not, the federal government killed those people. It was a standoff that was unnecessary. They easily could have got David Koresh at the feed store. So that whole thing was a big scam. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, buddy. I love you. It's okay. Just listen, okay? We love you. Sleep good, son. God bless America. Lost my train of thought. That's my boy, man. 6 years old. I lived, folks. Yeah, Janet Reno, my goodness. Janet Reno was horrible. Was maybe she's the reason they fight so hard for the transgender people now. I don't know. Maybe I don't think she was a she. I think she was a he who wanted to be a she. And that's cool, man. Whatever people are into. Look. The transgender bathroom situation faded away. Thank God. But you know where I stood on that? Folks, we've been going to the bathroom with transgender people for 50 years, 40 years. People thought they were girls. They went into the girls' room. Nobody knew nothing. They went in the thing. They went to the bathroom. Nobody knew crap. Here comes Obama. You know, turns it into a hunk of junk, a pile of crap. Daryl, welcome to the show, Daryl. You're a little late, sir. Feel free to call anytime you want. I'm getting ready to wrap up the show here. I'm 5 minutes into overtime, but I was just on a roll. And I see the people stuck around tonight. They hear me just talking by myself instead of hearing some guests blabber on. They want to hear me. Hallelujah. I got a face for radio, you know. This is a 50-year-old face for radio. I'm in better shape than kids half my age. I'm in the best shape of my life ever right now. The only complaint I have being 50, getting up every day at 4:30 in the morning. I'm tired. Oh, so tired. You know? But other than being tired, I work circles around these kids at work. Half my age, 25-year-olds, going, how the hell do you drill that many holes in stainless steel in 10 minutes? Fucking hands right here. Don't mess around. I'm not there to play. I'm there to make a check. I'm not there to make friends with these guys. I'm there to be a team and get some damn work done. They want to sit there and chit-chat and have a fiesta like they're at a fucking social. Excuse my language. I don't usually say the curse words. It happens, man. It happens. So anyway, folks, we're right here at the end of the show, so I want to give out some props. I want everybody to make sure they check out. When it comes back, it's off the air right now. Something's going on with the Live Truth Radio and my friend Brian Lang. Brian, if you're watching, I can't help it. I'm going to promote your show. It's a good show, ladies and gentlemen. Live Truth Radio, Brian Lang. Search it out. They're coming back. Check out my friend Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America.us, Monday through Friday, same time as my show. So if you don't want to hear my blabbermouth, go over and listen to the good pastor. He's got a great message. The United Saints of America.us. Spread the word with Deborah and Gillis. You want to check them out. Just search these all out on Facebook. You find them right on Facebook. Spread the word with Deborah and Gillis. Just type in spread the word. You'll find it. It's there. I do believe Keeper's mind pool is out there somewhere. I like to mention Keeper because he's a good man. He was always good to me and always helped the show. We had some great times with Keeper's mind pool. So Thursday we're talking Vegas. Next Monday, I better go get the calendar. I have something going on Monday. I believe it's running for state representative in North Carolina. Alan Poindexter will be joining me the following Monday. I'm going to the calendar right now. Oh, no, he's in January. He's in January. Jeez, where am I? Talking Vegas. And the 27th, I don't got nothing, man. My schedule's clear. I don't understand what's going on, man. I used to have guest after guest after guest after guest after guest. There's no guests. I reached out to Sebastian Gorka. He has seen my thing, and he's going to send me an email address. We're going to have Sebastian Gorka on again. I've been talking to Johnny Langendorf. I was hoping they were going to come on the show tonight. He is the gentleman who drove the truck, chased after this Texas church shooter. I've spoken with him and his girlfriend. They've kind of agreed to come on. Now they haven't messaged me back in a week. My friend Rico was supposed to call in tonight. He was in Puerto Rico during the hurricane with his elderly folks. Going to tell us what it really was like in Puerto Rico. I send him 100 messages, no response. I know this guy for 35 years. You too, Daniel. Join us Thursday. We're talking Vegas. Thanks for tuning in, brother. Terry, welcome. You know? All right, so we come to that time in the show that I love so much. Yeah, we had Sebastian on. I have it in the archives if you look for it. My friend James actually did the interview, and I replayed it on my show. It was a great interview. Sebastian Gorka is one heck of a guy. He's really on the ball. He's really cool and down to earth. You'd be shocked and surprised. The guy with that level of security clearance you think would be all shifty-eyed and shady. No, he's awesome. He's a really good guy, and he answers questions. He's not afraid to answer the question. He'll answer the question. I was really, really impressed by Sebastian Gorka's willingness to answer the question. So anyway, folks, we are here. It's the end of the show. I'm going to grab the flag so we can hold it here in front of the camera for y'all. Join me for the national anthem. Remove your hat. Stand at the screen because I'll put the flag. You just got to face the screen, folks. We do this two times a show. Screw the NFL. Dave Gray.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light
dreams would so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that
folks, DaveBrayUSA.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Be sure to tune in this Thursday starting at 7 with American Brand Radio Initiative, James Bostic, and Emmy Award-winning journalist Scott Kesterson. That's right, folks. We have an Emmy Award-winning journalist working here at Patriot Nation Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Google Scott Kesterson with a K. Scott Kesterson, American Brand Radio Initiative, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Check me out, 8 p.m. Thursday, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, talking Vegas. So we got to keep it alive, folks. We got to keep it in the news. We got to keep the story hot. So join us Thursday. Until we meet again, folks, God bless America. God bless each and every one of you guys.